This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and Russia would exchange several agreements in areas related to defense, trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture, and media. Addressing a joint press meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit in New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed confidence that India-Russia friendship will give the strength to face global challenges, and this very trust will enrich the shared future of both nations. He stated that India and Russia have been standing shoulder to shoulder in the fight against terrorism. He reiterated India's unwavering belief that terrorism is a direct assault on the values of humanity and said global unity is the greatest strength against terrorism.
आज भारत और रूस को इनोवेशन, को प्रोडक्शन और को क्रिएशन की नई यात्रा पर साथ चल रहे हैं। हमारा लक्ष्य आपसी व्यापार बढ़ाने तक सीमित नहीं है। हम पूरी मानवता की भलाई सुनिश्चित करना चाहते हैं। इसके लिए ग्लोबल चैलेंज का स्थायी समाधान तैयार करना है। भारत इस यात्रा में रूस के साथ कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर चलने के लिए पूरी तरह से तैयार है।
Union Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju has assured that the government will not take away strict action for the next 3 months against those who have not registered WAF properties on the Umeed portal. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said that the decision was taken after several members of parliament and community representatives requested additional time citing challenges faced by Mutwalis in completing the process. He urged Mutwalis to approach the WAF tribunal if they are still unable to complete the process within the grace period. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has ordered the control room at the Ministry of Civil Aviation to maintain constant vigil over the unprecedented situation arising from the cancellation and delays of Indigo flights. The minister visited the control room this morning and reviewed the function. Real-time updates from all airports have been monitored to ensure adequate response and deployment of resources. Data from airport operators, airlines and ATC is being consolidated and shared with all airlines, especially Indigo. Directives have also been issued to mobilize resources and to ensure timely proactive action. An amount of over 68,393 crore rupees has been released to the states and union territories in the current financial year so far under the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme. This includes over 57,000 crore rupees for wage component and an amount of more than 10,000 crore rupees for material and administration. Minister of State for Rural Development Kamlesh Paswan informed this in a written reply to a question in the Rajya Sabha today. He said under the scheme, the wage payments are directly credited by the central government to the account of beneficiaries through the direct benefit transfer. The RBI today cut the interest rate by 25 basis points to 5.25% in a bid to further bolster economic growth. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra announced the decision in the fifth bi-monthly monetary policy for the current fiscal. The rate cut comes on the back of the Consumer Price Index CPI-based headline retail inflation remaining below the 2% lower band mandated by the government for the last 3 months. India's retail inflation dropped to a historic low of 0.25% in October 2025, marking the lowest level since the Consumer Price Index CPI series was introduced. Meanwhile, the Indian economy has recorded better than expected GDP growth of 8.2% in the second quarter. India and Malaysia are holding a joint military training exercise, Harimau Shakti, in the deserts of Rajasthan. The fifth edition of this exercise will continue till the 18th of this month. The aim of this exercise is to jointly rehearse conduct of sub-conventional operations under Chapter 7 of the United Nations mandate. The scope of the exercise includes synergizing joint responses during counter-terrorist operations. Both sides will rehearse drills to secure helipads and undertake casualty evacuation during counter-terrorist operations. In the FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup 2025, India will face traditional rivals Belgium in the quarterfinals today at Egmore in Chennai. The PR Srijesh coach side has been mercurial in the round-robin stage, notching up significant victories against sides that are not traditionally strong in hockey. They beat Chile 7-0, Oman 17-0 and Switzerland 5-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.